into what I'm doing.
Okay. Next case.
Excuse me, gentlemen, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm not sure what that means. Do we return for the next hearing?
The board's going to render their, possibly render their decision on January 8th at their next, at their regular meeting. They're going to table it until, so they can give it further consideration.
And you can come back, but there's no input from anyone else.
You can actually watch it on, you can watch it on World Wide Web if you want. Go to our website, and you can watch it right on the internet. Sure.
Okay, the next case is whole business.
89.
9699.
9699.
Oh, I'm sorry, 9699. Got two of them, haven't we?
This is the one I haven't mapped it, right in the drawing.
Well, they turned it in later, a survey.
Pardon?
Survey wasn't turned in with an application. It was turned in afterwards.
It was turned in on the 11th.
Okay.
Of November.
Were you measured from the street instead of from the property line?
Request is wrong, right? Request on the application is incorrect.
That's correct. The request should be a, what, 9 point?
9.5.
9.5.
From 30 feet.
9.5 from 30. One more time. You ready? More time? I mean, the considerations are that there wasn't any other front setback variances.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that one. I had it right here, though.
That development.
Something was correct.
Survey.
Yeah.
This was an encroaching unenclosed deck, which he enclosed. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Should have also been, there should have been a variance for the deck, too.
Should
have been. Only allowed to encroach 5 foot.
Mm-hmm. And there was a permit issued. Yeah. Showing setbacks. What time are you ready?
You're ready. You ready? You want to look at it?
Best of the.
Yeah, well, my concern would be, you know, if there's no other front yard variances and there's opposition that's pretty strong in that.
Letters again.
Was actually as part of the project.
Mm-hmm. Wait, have they just screened off the porch and stuff? Mm-hmm. Take the porch down.
They'd take the roof off of it.
Take the roof off. I thought he said he'd come with the roof on it.
Actually, it doesn't appear.
That's okay.
Even if they took the porch off, they wouldn't meet the setback requirement.
Dwelling would still be.
The dwelling is still a violation.
2 feet.
So I don't.
You got the survey down. I don't know.
It shows that there's a request for a 9.5 foot variance. The porch is only 8 point some feet.
The dwelling looks like it's 28. Well, now I'm looking at the side. I'm sorry.
So how did it go this long without? I mean. The original dwelling was in the setback. It was encroaching.
The deck encroaches too.
The house, the original dwelling encroaches.
I don't have the survey in front of me, but I'm sure you're right.
Get the
better take another look at it.
The request is for 9.5 foot variance, Mark. And the porch is 8 point what?
You're looking for the survey that I think you have.
I want that.
includes the porch.
They have CO's on everything.
Porch is
the porch.
8.1 feet. So that means that 1.4 feet, the house encroaches. So they would not only have to tear off the porch, but they'd have to take 1.4 feet off the whole front of the house. So my question would be, how's it going this long without a CO or variance?
Well, it has a CO for the dwelling.
Okay. Has a CO for the dwelling.
In error.
I don't see that.
I don't know about.
Everything, I got COs for all the COs that are referenced in here are for additions.
Doesn't show.
The dwelling was there before, the dwelling would have been placed.
These are the extras.
As a, not a zoning star, but we.
Does it show, have CO?
The computer is only based on 83 till present, so I don't know what happened before 83.
Right, okay.
That subdivision was created in the 70s, I do know that.
So it could have been an addition that was.
Doesn't make any reference to a CO for the dwelling, or the mobile, or whichever it is, mobile or double wide or single house, it doesn't matter, but it doesn't make reference to that permit.
It could have been an addition put on there after it was built.
May not have been, but it could have been.
Right.
But this printout only goes back to 83. That throws us off 13 years, basically, without knowing if there were variances granted prior. And it could have been an average established because the subdivision was created since zoning, so it would have been required to be 30. It couldn't have done an average. So you can throw that out, so it couldn't have been 25. If the subdivision had been created before zoning and the averages were established, then you have another method of saying it could be a little bit less.
It could have been averages because there's no others that approach.
Yeah, because they're all supposed to conform. More than buffer. What's that say? 20.5?
I wonder why when they came to the front desk to get the permit, you know, why didn't somebody say you're already at the line if you can't build any further to the front without a variance?
We don't see drawings.
Okay.
We're not required to submit a drawing. That's
okay.
One of our biggest problems.
And even if it was submitted to building code, they wouldn't know the setback.
So they're basically 28.6. They were one, like you said, 1.4 off if it's square. The deck could have encroached 5 feet.
That could.
But the house would have had to conform to do it.
Couldn't.
Right.
Be helping people on surveys when they walked in. Really helping people on surveys when they walked in.
Yeah. Well, like Lawrence says, it would help if they were required to have surveys when they.
That's what I mean. When they apply, they have something.
And
at what they have then.
Not to get away from the case, but it goes along with the conversation. When in the early 70s, we had this little form shaped like a square lot, and we tried to show setbacks right on the form, and people couldn't draw what they were doing. And they couldn't explain what they were doing. It was hard to draw it, so.
Right.
We tried that.
And then you got people that think their property line's the road.
Yeah, well, they still do.
Middle of the road.
Yes, we still get those.
Right.
They say they're told that, but they're not.
Right. That's because they're from Kansas.
That comes up on a regular basis.
I hope nobody's from Kansas. I didn't mean that to offend anybody.
I mean, that comes up on a regular basis. They think the center of the road is where they majored from, or the pavement.
Right, right.
And it happens you hear it every week or so, somebody says that.
Pennsylvania's from the road, and other places is from the center of the road. We're different. Property line?
Yeah, most of the state roads are actually easements across properties. The tax maps don't show it that way, but they're actually easements.
Don't confuse things.
That's where the deeds go.
Oh, here we go.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what do you all think? Prove it?
tear the house down, I guess we can make them tear it down, but take that much of it off.
Well, you can make them take the porch off and grant them a 1.4-foot variance for the house.
Yeah.
What they have to have. Or.
Permanent.
I don't know.
Do you have the copy of the permit?
It was right, if I remember right.
What do you think, Jeff?
Pretty tentative.
I didn't look at it.
Down there now, could we pass it down?
Table and look at it?
Oh, yeah, that's right, we did. That's right, with the pink one.
I remember, I'll look at it too, it looks like, I'm not gonna look at it.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion, we table case number 9,699 till our January 8th meeting.
Till when?
January 8th.
Okay.
Second?
Second.
Been regularly moved and seconded, we table case number 9699 until January 8th. All those in favor, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried.